Florida Surgeon General bashes virus hysteria. Done with fear, vaccines treated almost like a religion. By Paul Bois on September 21, 2021. Dr. Joseph Ladepo, the new Surgeon General and Secretary of the Department of Health for the state of Florida, denounced coronavirus hysteria on Tuesday, alleging it uses fear to rob people of their personal autonomy. When announcing Ladepo, DeSantis hailed the new Surgeon General for his superb intellect and stellar background in public health. He comes to Florida with really a superb background, bringing superb intellect but also I think will bring great leadership, Governor DeSantis said. According to CBS Miami, Ladepo will play a key role with the state's lead agency in battling the pandemic. Dr. Ladepo has already been outspoken about the nation's response to the pandemic in multiple op-ed articles in the Wall Street Journal. A recent one by Dr. Ladepo is titled "Vaccine Mandates Can't Stop COVID Spread." Dr. Lapato was recently given a professorship at the University of Florida's College of Medicine. Before UF, he spent time on the West Coast as an associate professor at UCLA where he cared for folks in the hospital. Dr. Ladepo says that the Sunshine State will completely reject fear as a way of making policies in public health. After stepping up to the podium, Ladepo declared that the Sunshine State is done with fear. "We're done with fear. It's been something that's been, unfortunately, a centerpiece of health policy in the United States ever since the beginning of the pandemic. And it's over here, expiration date is done," he said. In the same speech, Ladepo touted the importance of vaccines while acknowledging the many good pathways to combating the coronavirus. "It's been treated almost like a religion, and that's just senseless. There are lots of good pathways to health, vaccination is not the only one," said Ladepo. "We support measures for good health, vaccination, losing weight, eating more fruits and vegetables. We need to respect human rights," Ladepo later asserted. "People do have autonomy over their lives. It's not okay, it's not virtuous, and it's not right to just take away those rights from individuals." Shortly after DeSantis announced Ladepo on Tuesday, the Democratic National Committee, DNC, accused the governor of playing games with people's lives. Instead of going with a trusted advocate for science, DeSantis is once again playing games with people's lives by appointing someone who has trafficked anti-vaccine and anti-mask rhetoric, DNC spokeswoman Adonna Beale said in a statement. "The American people are ready to return to normalcy and the DeSantis playbook of prolonging the pandemic is dangerous and wreaking havoc on his own state." In his previous op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Ladepo argued that while the vaccines have proven effective at lowering hospitalization rates, the medical community would need more robust methods to end the pandemic, lamenting that far too few patients are aware of treatments like monoclonal antibodies. "The reality is that a more practical approach to managing COVID requires a diverse set of strategies, including using outpatient therapies," he wrote. "Monoclonal antibodies are still used infrequently, despite evidence showing a substantial risk reduction in hospitalization. The reasons are not well understood, but many patients and physicians may be unaware they are available,"